Hi, this is TJ.
And Bri.
And we're here doing our Leonardo da Vinci podcast.
Hey, so what's up, my boys? So it's time to talk about Leonardo da Vinci. I know what you're thinking. He was a dope Ninja Turtle. No, he was actually much more than that. Alright, so Leonardo was born to parents that were unmarried at the time, which made him illegitimate. So, I relate. Hardcore. My parents were not married, but they split up, like, right after I was born. So that was dope for him. He was the son of a notary, which gave him a lot of opportunities within his life that later led to him being as brilliant as he was. His father was the notary, and his mother was just a common woman. She just kind of hung out. So he was apprenticed to Andrea del Verrocchio, the leading artist in Florence, and he was also the leading artist of the early Renaissance. Leonardo da Vinci was apprenticed to this guy at age 15. Through the years, he went back and forth from Florence to Milan after his apprenticeship. He painted and sculpted many works, such as The Virgin of the Rocks and The Last Supper.
Leonardo da Vinci had many professions. He was a painter, sculptor, architect, inventor, military engineer, and draftsman.
Alright, so along with being a painter, sculptor, and scientist, Leonardo da Vinci was also an inventor. He invented lots of things like the aerial screw, the parachute, a flying machine, an anemometer, a 33-barreled organ, an armored car, and even a clock. Now, I know what you're thinking. The clock? Really? He didn't really create the first clock, but he did create a more accurate version. His version consisted of weights, gears, and harnesses. There was one for hours and one for minutes. This influenced the way we keep time and later evolved into the modern day clocks we have hanging on the walls, in schools, or maybe even in your own home. You know? And robotics is super cool, but he was kind of the first person to develop anything robotic. He developed a robotic knight. A robotic knight was easy and he allowed it to kind of move around, and he was very fascinated with this certain topic. So he allowed it to move, and yeah, it was super cool. It was a different discovery at the time that nobody really knew about. He also created scuba gear, allowing you to swim freely among the shark friends.
Da Vinci's Mona Lisa is so interesting because no one really knows the true identity of the Mona Lisa. It could be a number of people. Some speculate it was Da Vinci's mom. Others speculate it's Da Vinci's assistant in women's clothing. Some believe it's Lisa del Gigiato, wife of Florence merchant Fernando di Balmento del Gigiato. And some speculate it's even himself as a woman. Another one of Da Vinci's interesting artworks was The Last Supper, which took approximately 3 years to complete. It captures the drama of the moment when Jesus informs the 12 apostles gathered for Passover dinner that one of them would soon betray him. The range of facial expressions and the body language of the figures around the table brought the masterful composition to life. Some of Da Vinci's painting techniques are chiaroscuro, a stark contrast between darkness and light that gave a three-dimensionally to Da Vinci's figures, and sfumato, a technique in which subtle graduations rather than strict borders infuse paintings with a softer, smoky aurora. Leonardo da Vinci had many influences on modern society. He created the first airplane and influenced flight heavily. He helped understand the human body with case study notes and drawings of the human body in anatomical position called the Virtue in Man. He developed modern day weapons like the machine gun, the impenetrable fortress, and the armored tank. He also created scissors and the first parachute. The importances of Leonardo da Vinci. He influenced time, flight, and weaponry with his many inventions, painted and sculpted many famous art pieces. And overall, Da Vinci allowed the change of many of things we see and use today. He also explored lots of scientific things and revealed some of the things we still learn about in science class, such as the anatomical positions of humans and neurophysiology, as he was the first to pith a frog. Leonardo da Vinci ended up in Rome, where he continued his scientific discoveries, but he died of a stroke on May 2nd, 1519. Leonardo da Vinci is a brilliant man of the Renaissance. His paintings and inventions are still studied today around the world. One quote I love from Leonardo da Vinci is, "Life without love is not life at all." Until next time, this is Bree and TJ signing off.